We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now they backpedal with Kelce in the shotgun on a first and goal at the two. Mahomes in motion. There's a direct snap and it goes to Kelce, who then throws the ball in the end zone. Touchdown! The tight end just threw a touchdown pass to Pringle of 2 yards.
We will not be having Pringles, by the way, as a protest against the snack and the Chiefs wide receiver this weekend at the Filippone household watching games. You will not find a single Pringle in the pantry. They're done.
Did I throw you off?
Pringles are verboten in our household.
You really
forward.
Have that strong of a feeling on Byron Pringle?
I hate Pringles.
I hate them because I don't think they taste good. Sorry, Pringles Company.
Death to all Pringles. We don't like Pringles anymore. Nope.
That is the voice of Arthur Motes, Steelers analyst, and for today, a former Buffalo Bill. The Bills are getting ready to take down the Chiefs.
Arthur, I always
like... That's what we do it?
Yes. Arthur, the Steelers were Apollo Creed, knocked out by the Russian. And here comes Rocky, the Buffalo Bills, and Josh Allen, Big Ben 2.0, to beat the Russian. He's going to bleed, thanks to Josh Allen and the Bills, Malzi.
Arthur, I always like on these Fridays when you come in down the line, because like for a split second, I always forget that you're there because Donnie Football doesn't pot you up. And then to hear you just swoop in with... Pringle, like just burying the Pringles Corporation. It's wonderful.
Arthur, do you in Buffalo, we asked Doran this question. Were they throwing sex toys on the field when you were there? Was that something that started afterwards?
No. Actually, I think the first time I remember it was maybe the first year after I left.
So you missed all the good stuff.
Yeah. I was actually happy to miss that part. You know, I was like, you know what? I can pass on, you know, seeing the adult instruments for fun being on the football field with me. I'm good on that. But yeah, they were not doing that while I was there.
No. How about the dude in the parking lots that gets ketchup and mustard sprayed on him before every game? Was he there?
That's been happening. Absolutely. Yeah. He does that Pinto run, that whole situation down there. Yeah. That's 100%. In fact, if he's not covered in ketchup and mustard, something's wrong. And if we don't see shots being taken out of bowling balls or other parts of people's body, it doesn't count. So, yeah. Trust me. That's normal.
Arthur, how much would somebody have to pay you to get up on a car and jump on one of those tables? I mean, is there a price
better
for you?
The answer better be a lot of money.
A ton of it. And for me, you know, you can push the whole, well, what about for the nostalgia part of it?
Yep.
I've never got that concept. I've never wanted to go through a table. I love wrestling. I used to watch WWF, the Dudley Brothers. They love putting people through tables. I've never had a desire. Right.
Get the table.
I've never had a desire to put myself or be put through a table. I'm good on it, man.
The problem is, like, you see some of these. I saw a guy in a Ravens jersey.
They'll set them on fire. They'll do it all, bro.
No, wasn't even that. A dude in a Ravens jersey was just there and said, I'll do it in solidarity with you guys or something before this Patriots
and
game.
Got wrecked.
Well, he just jumped through.
Yeah, because the thing is, though.
And then he hits his elbow right off the asphalt. Mm-hmm. That doesn't look fun.
I mean, honestly, man, we've seen people miss the table and hit the ground. Like, it's serious. And that's why they talk about, like, hey, man. You know, this gives the Bills Mafia a bad perception because it's like, man, we got a bunch of lunatics just jumping off the tables here and stuff like that. So it is kind of dangerous, but it has become somewhat of a folk, like, tailgate thing. Like, you're up in that area. If you're playing Buffalo or if you even mention Buffalo, it's like, I bet you won't go through a table. You trying to go through a table? What about the ketchup and mustard? Which one can I get you with? I'm like, bro, I don't want to do any of that. Y'all are crazy. But I love it, though, but it's crazy.
Arthur Motes coming clean and in great detail with us, brought to you by GetGo. We'll have the Bills and Chiefs for you Sunday night here on The Fan. I think the best matchup of the weekend, two teams that can legitimately win the Super Bowl. And Kansas City is turning into the gold standard in the AFC. They won the Super Bowl. They went to it last year and lost. They're in position to maybe do it again. And they blew out the Steelers in the wild card round. And I guess the thing I want to ask you guys is it possible that the Steelers can make up that gap between what the Chiefs are and what they are in one offseason? Is that possible? Can one spring and summer go by where with all the money the Steelers have and all the changes that need to get made, that they can catch Kansas City or at least come close?
Arthur, I'll let you take this one first.
Hard no. For me, when you look at Kansas City, they are complete. They have the talent at wide receiver. They have talent on the offensive line. They have depth at all those positions as well. running game-wise, we've seen they got depth there as well. Defensively, they're built perfectly for their style, right? Playing with the lead, being able to rush the passer and things like that. But more importantly, they have Patrick Mahomes, and he is the outlier, the X factor, the difference maker. And when you talk about the steals and some of the holes that they have just on offense, I don't think we can fix all those holes in one offseason right now. When you're talking, like when you really get down into some of this position by position talk. So for me, I do not think there is any chance that they could catch them right now in just one offseason. No.
I mean, you could almost be asking, I know they beat the Bills this year. I know why we're asking it about the Chiefs, because the Chiefs just bounced them from the playoffs. But like, look at what the Bills have. Like, you could ask that same question about them, but I would answer it with a no as well. There's a caveat here that if they somehow, pie in the sky, get Aaron Rodgers, right? Mike Florio just, like, left that door cracked open.
And Mulsey wants to sneak slender frame right through that door.
I want to run through that door like Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, you're not even going to try to be cat-like.
No.
And try to maneuver your body through it like a contortionist.
No,
you're just going to try to
boom.
I was just commenting that you've lost weight, so I don't even know if you hit that door, you'd probably just bounce right off.
What are you talking about? I have not lost weight. That is I maybe lost like a pound since New Year. Anyway, if they got Rodgers, Arthur, I don't know how you feel about
this. So you put
him
in that stratosphere?
No, I wouldn't. But here's the difference. Because Rodgers is one guy, he's probably going to take up the majority of your free cap room. Like, you are going to get insanely better at quarterback, which is by far the most important position on the field. He's been out of this world since week two of this season. And he looks like no signs of slowing down. Top to bottom, they would not have a team that matches up with the Chiefs. Where I would give them a chance, and you'd say maybe they've caught him, is Rodgers is so otherworldly that if he has a great game and you're playing that team, the Chiefs, you can beat them because he's that good.
Yeah, problem is you can't get to the great game because you don't have the personnel around him. This O-line is nowhere near where Green Bay's O-line is. So to act as if, you know, Rodgers could come here and have that type of protection, he's not getting that with this group. You talk about the receivers. We don't have anything close to a Davante Adams. So that's why, for me, if you're talking about just one offseason, like, we get the quarterback, that problem is solved, but we don't have the resources after that to get the O-line or even to upgrade at wide receiver, because depending on how people feel with the Deontay and Chase Claypool towards the end of the season, you might not even feel like they're talented enough to be wide receiver one going forward. So to me, I just think that it's just a lot of holes that this team has, and that's just on one side of the ball. We ain't even talked about what you do at D-line. If you don't have a Tua returning, what do you do at inside linebacker? What does your cornerback situation look like? To me, I think that we are a multi-year project away.
If you guys are right that it's that the roster cannot be fixed by one guy, that someone's not going to be such a big force multiplier like Aaron Rodgers, that it gets the Steelers on the same plane as the Chiefs and just instantly overnight turns them into a contender. If you guys both think that their roster is that short, then I mean, they're better off with a rookie quarterback. Because if you already have a glass ceiling, is that what you called it yesterday, Mulsey? It was a ceiling made of glass, not a normal ceiling?
Correct, because you can't see it, but it's there.
So if you already have a glass ceiling on yourself that exists with even a great quarterback, if 2022 is not going to be your year no matter what, then why not just commit to
a rebuild?
Yeah, and trying to find the best young quarterback possible.
Why not? I'm with you on that. But the thing that you're going to have to this is the thing that we have to worry about. We can say that, and we can envision that, and we can make that make sense. But as we've seen at times, the team, the organization, sometimes they have higher opinions of people. Sometimes they think that, hey, we are closer than what they really are. And with that being the case, they could easily make some terrible decisions where we're not going to go that road of rookie quarterback and build it up around. They could be like, hey, I feel like this guy is already good enough.
You know why? You might be right that it's like they internally overvalue their guys. But I think what it really is that I think they have now a philosophy where all we need is to get into the tournament. Can we put together a team that's good enough to get in the dance?
Anything can happen once you're in the single elimination.
Yeah,
tournament.
Exactly. No, but Chris, I'm serious. No, I don't think
I'm groaning because I know you're both right.
I don't think like the question I just asked you guys, that's how if I were in charge, that's how I would do it. Can we build a team that on paper stacks up against the number one contender? I would do that instead of can we get our team to a point where we can get in and then just see what happens because random crap happens in the NFL playoffs.
But my caution to you with that mindset is this. We've said this exercise. How many franchise quarterbacks are there currently in the NFL? Like legitimate bona fide.
I think we got mad if we tried to go above seven.
Said it was about seven.
Yeah.
So with that being the case, if you don't have one of those seven guys, and let's be real, those seven guys aren't always available every year. It's really probably one or two and maybe a draft guy. Maybe. So essentially, man, you could put yourself in a bind long term if all you build it, if all your focus is, if I don't have a franchise quarterback, I don't even want to like spin crazy because I don't think I'm going to be in competition for that. That's all I'm saying. I think that you can still win with guys that aren't franchise quarterbacks. Because we've seen that happen. But I do think you have to find a QB1, and that's where I think it differs.
I mean, to go back to something we did to start the show, Arthur, I mean, I told Pony, I would rather, and this is something else, organizationally, you said they might have higher opinions on certain guys. I also think they're just allergic to the idea of being legitimately bad for a year, 6-11, 5-12 or worse. Yep. And the funny thing about that is I think that a lot of fans here actually have an appetite for being willing to stomach one of those seasons, like this coming year.
If it means
year.
We're going to get back, yeah, faster.
Well, because there's a better-looking crop of quarterbacks, and the worse you are this coming season, the better chance you have at one of them, because not everybody that's going to be bad is still going to need a quarterback. I would, if I were running this team, the plan for me is I'm not going after Garoppolo in a trade. I'm not trading for one of these like upper middle class tier kind of guys. I'm using that money and I'm using my draft to really shore up the roster, fix up this rickety old house. And then I'm sacrificing a year of TJ's prime. Yes, this might be the last really good year Cam has because he's just getting to an age where it's very tough to do that at that level. But I'm hopefully coming out of it after next year's draft, starting 2023, with an instant plug-and-play starting quarterback.
Yeah, but what if you fix it up
good roster?
But what if
them?
You fix up those other spots
exactly.
too much, and you're not a bad team?
Exactly.
Mason Rudolph's your quarterback.
Well, I'm saying
I'm saying how are you not a bad team? Mason's your quarterback. I don't think he's going
to
be good.
Just think about this. I mean, Mason to me, if his ceiling is Jimmy G, Jimmy G's found ways to lead teams to the Super Bowl before, like. And I do feel like Mason, his ceiling is a Jimmy G type, where you can see a guy come in, be a high-level game manager, can make some throws, but if you have to rely on him to throw it 40 times in a game, you don't believe he can do it. But with Mason, I do think if you put the right pieces around him, he could do a Jimmy G style.
You're just laying out a scenario, Chris, where they make their team better at other places in the offseason and still suck so much that they pick in the top five. And I just
I don't see that happening.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Unless you like deliberately try not to fix those things in the offseason to make sure that you finish in the top five. But that's definitely not going to happen.
I mean, the Patriots did something this.
They went 7-9.
They had opt-outs. Okay, 6-10 got you Roethlisberger. Maybe you don't have to be 4-13 to do this. If you're in the top 10 or 11 picks in a deep quarterback year, access to
it. But what about this then? Instead of trying to do the whole let's be, you know, good enough that, you know, we can replace these pieces and it's good for a quarterback next year, but bad enough where we're still picking at the beginning. What if we just went into this year and we say, all right, we're going to build up the pieces around us. We'll get us a bridge quarterback for 1 year, right? A Jameis, a Tyrod, whoever you want to throw out there, right? Just for a 1 year deal situation. Mm-hmm. Now, if that quarterback comes in and looks good, leads us deep in the playoffs and you want to commit to him, well, you got that opportunity. But if not, you could still potentially move up in the draft a year from now because you're not utilizing resources and trying to trade for somebody that we're not necessarily in love with this year. I think that that could be a potential as well.
All right, one of those guys I want to talk about with Arthur next, Steelers analyst with us. It is a Football Friday with the four playoff games. The Steelers will be watching the Bengals, and Chris is convinced that the Bengals will be lording over the Steelers now for, did you say decades, or did you stop short of that?
Were you, decades? Is Burrow going to be Tom Brady playing when he's 46?
You said to Doran.
Decade plus, 10 to 12 years.
You said to Doran, he's Tom Brady 2.0, so yes.
Ooh,
you so he's, well, he's in the 44. Look and the competitiveness, yeah. I think for the next 10 years, the Bengals
so we are now awesome little brother.
Yes. Joe Starkey wrote a column today, and he called it the stale curtain. And I think Joe is right.
But what does that have to do with Burrow?
No, he just laid out the way in which this very proud franchise is starting to become something other than that. And I think Burrow's ascendance is going to be another nail in that coffin.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Garoppolo from the gun, takes the snap, drops back. Here comes the pressure. He's flushed out, rolling right, throws far side. It's picked off, intercepted, Anthony Brown.
That's exactly what the Cowboys needed and what we talked about that Garoppolo couldn't do. He just airmails Sherfield, who's actually open. Just a poor throw by Garoppolo on the run going to his right.
Does a Jimmy Garoppolo interception sound better under a Meatloaf ballad?
Yes, it actually does. What doesn't sound better under a Meatloaf ballad? You think Jimmy Garoppolo has made love to a Meatloaf song?
Yes.
No way.
Definitely.
He is not. Now, granted, he's probably making a lot of love in his life.
Why do you say that?
Because he's been on dates with adult film stars. He clearly has a handsome, wide-based appeal here. So he's probably
calling him a handsome man?
Yes!
Okay. Just making sure.
I think you're a guy trying too hard if you go, no, Jimmy G, no. Come on, man. I'm not saying that. Of course he's a good-looking guy. You're looking at me like I'm saying, like I'm speaking Japanese to you here.
Because
the point is,
you started this segment by asking me if Jimmy Garoppolo has sex to Meatloaf songs.
Well, you started Jim Colony's interview by asking if he and Linda have ever had sex to a Meatloaf song.
Jim Colony's an older man who's retirement age who listens to classic rock.
Meatloaf does
not. Maybe Meatloaf gets some going. Maybe
right, Jimmy Garoppolo's like a GQ.
Yeah, so wait, so GQ
multimillionaire.
So GQ multimillionaires cannot like the operatic rock strands of Meatloaf.
I mean, I'm sure he can, but it's just really not. He doesn't fall in the Meatloaf demo.
So now there's a defined Meatloaf demo.
There is.
Wow.
Interesting.
So he can't be in the Meatloaf box, which is telling us. That's
right.
Crazy.
So wait, the Meatloaf demo is people who like great music.
He's too classy to even eat Meatloaf.
Oh, my God.
I bet Jimmy Garoppolo thinks he's above Meatloaf.
He went to, where did he go, Eastern Illinois?
Yep.
One of them noises. Yeah.
Come on. He looks bougie.
He
was a meat and potatoes
guy. He looks
guy
very
in college
bougie.
Before Bill Belichick plucked him out of the mists.
He looks very bougie to me.
Oh. Arthur, do you believe this guy?
Does he look bougie to you?
This is funny. I mean, high end, maybe bougie. I don't know if
you can make bougie Meatloaf. What if you're making it with like filet mignon ground up or like ground up ribeye or Kobe beef?
That's not real Meatloaf to me.
That's not Meatloaf.
Oh,
yeah.
It's not Meatloaf.
So now you're setting the parameters of what is and isn't real Meatloaf. Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
I think Steelers fans are in this weird place where they watch quarterbacks now, whether it's like these draft profiles or even games with quarterbacks that are going to be on the market. And it's almost like being on quarterback Tinder. You got to like figure out if you want to swipe right and like go, you know,
Which way do you swipe if you don't want to match with the
I think
person?
Left, right, Donnie?
Yeah, it's left.
Okay.
Right, if you like the person.
Do you want to play the Tinder quarterback game?
I want to ask you, now we already know how you feel about Garoppolo. You practically...
I was about to say, yeah, you hard at favorite him, hard eyes, everything. Yeah. Comment on pitches over here, Lord.
No,
yeah.
I'm swiping left. I don't want him quarterbacking my football
team.
You
just called him sexy. Man,
you said he could eat your meatloaf or something like that, man. Yeah. Yeah, go on, bro.
He's a handsome man.
I think he's a very polarizing quarterback. Because if you're pro Garoppolo, you can say things like he's been to a Super Bowl. If you're anti Garoppolo, you can bring up things like he's as delicate or fragile as a Fabergé egg.
If you're anti Garoppolo, you can bring up he lost his team that Super Bowl.
Yes, and he threw that horrible interception that nearly lost his team the game against the Cowboys this weekend. Asked our listeners this question today. Jimmy G is a lame duck in San Francisco. Should the Steelers trade for him? 67% said no.
Good.
Arthur, what do you think of that idea? The Jimmy G idea.
Not for a trade, no. If he was available on the open market, it's different. I don't think that a quarterback like Jimmy G is going to ultimately change or be a force multiplier, like you like to say. I think that Jimmy G can be good if he has the pieces around him. But for us to give up pieces to trade for him, as I said, QB ones, the prerequisite or the bare minimum is one first round draft pick starting point. I don't want to give that up for Jimmy G. I think that we could utilize those picks a lot better and get more effective players.
I had someone who covers the 49ers who I've known for a long time. I just texted him this morning about Garoppolo, and he said, I think he's can be had for a second round pick. They would trade him in almost a second for a second rounder.
They say that, but I haven't seen that happen just yet, man. That's all I'm saying.
Would you trade a second rounder for him?
I don't want to give up a first or a second for any of these quarterbacks. That's kind of why I'm at with it. Yeah, if it's not like an elite top five, if you're talking about Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, Deshaun Watson, if it's not those three guys, I don't want to trade any draft picks for any of these quarterbacks, man.
To me, you have a better chance, I think, of getting legitimate value, like a greater value out of a guy you pick in the second round that might address a huge area of need than you do Jimmy Garoppolo.
I 100% agree, man. Yeah. And I'm not even like a Jimmy G detester or hater. I believe in him. I think that he's a good quarterback, just not a great quarterback. People don't like to acknowledge that middle tier of quarterbacks in the NFL. It's either you're elite or you're a bum. Like, it's a middle-class quarterback. Jimmy G is a middle-class quarterback. That's how Jimmy G can take a team to a Super Bowl, but that's also that's also why the margin for error is so small with him, though, and that's why he lost the Super Bowl, because that margin was so tight. But don't act like for the full season he hasn't done what he's supposed to do. Don't act like when you watch him in the starting lineup with San Fran, how much they win with him in contrast to when he is not available. Those are things that no matter how much we want to be opinionated on him, those tell a story. Those tell you the truth. And that's why I'm like, hey, you know, I like him, but I just don't love him enough to trade for him.
I think he was a completed pass to Emmanuel Sanders away from being like this generation's Brad Johnson, where he's a guy that won a Super Bowl and he's not like disparaged like Dilfer is. Like anytime we like want to really talk about sucky quarterbacks finding a way to win, we go the Dilfer route. But it's like, oh, wait, the Buccaneers had Brad Johnson as their quarterback. I completely forgot that, because they had a defense that held teams to like 8 points a game and everything else. I think that's – I mean, they have – What is interesting to me about the 49ers, for example, and the fact that they made Garoppolo a lame duck the same way the Chiefs made Alex Smith a lame duck when they drafted Mahomes, is that he gets the system quarterback, the offense makes the player evaluation by a lot of people.
Yep.
And I hear that and I'm like, can we come up with a system in Pittsburgh that does that for quarterbacks? Where do we get the system that takes an average quarterback and makes him good, or a good quarterback and makes him great? Can someone please tell me where these coaches are offensively that we can hire, where people are saying about the Steelers quarterback 3 or 4 years from now, I'm not sure how actually good this guy is because their system is so great.
I feel you. I just personally think that we put Jimmy G at a lower starting point than he really is. So when you make that statement, it sounds like it was so much of an astronomical job for Jimmy to be just good at times. And no, Jimmy G is a good player. And then when you put him with a really good coach, you get him overachieving. But you still got to be a good player to start with. And that's the part where I feel like a lot of people just overlook that element with Jimmy G. Jimmy G is a good player, bro.
I think the problem with him in terms of evaluation, like the numbers are all across the board objectively good to very good the year they went to the Super Bowl. Because he can look so good at times, you get frustrated when there are these fallback games for him. Like I think
because you want him to be elite.
Well, we have
an
expectation.
He's just not an elite player.
Yeah, we have
he's Kirk Cousins.
We have an expectation.
Really good, just never elite.
Well, the other hang up with him is that he's hurt too much.
Well, that's part of why I don't think he ever hits his stride, but I think when we're all conditioned in this league that we watch, when we think about those seven or so elite guys, that when they really get rolling, they don't stop rolling, right?
Correct.
Aaron Rodgers, yep. 20 touchdowns, no picks his last seven games. Josh Allen basically quarterbacks the most impressive offensive performance I've ever seen. Mahomes sets a record for fastest time to throw five touchdowns in a game, right? And when Jimmy G would have a good game, you'd be like, okay, well, the next step's coming next week, and sometimes he'd fall back to earth.
Yes.
That's why I'm not bringing him in, too, is the thing Pony started laughing about there and ranting about. That guy is I think he is a good quarterback when he's healthy, and he's a better-than-good quarterback in a system that benefits him, that showcases his talents. The Steelers don't have the guys that make that offense.
Exactly.
They don't do that. They're the opposite.
Let's be real.
They're making
the
offense more
of
difficult by the week in this town.
Arthur, are you surprised that Dulac and Mike Florio today have both made the point, one on our air and the other in the Post-Gazette, that they still think Art Rooney could step in and tell Tomlin to get rid of Canada?
You saying, do I believe that?
I'm just asking for your reaction to
that. Will? I mean, obviously, Mr. Rooney's the boss man. You know, if Mr. Rooney wants to make a decision like that, he could. I mean, we heard a year ago when he said this running game will not be last in the league, and they put an emphasis on that. What do? They turned around and draft the running back in the first round. So I do think if Mr. Rooney feels that strongly about Matt Canada and not wanting his services, absolutely, he is the final decision maker. I just don't see him publicly going against Tomlin, and I don't think that Tomlin would have publicly went out there and vouched for him without already clearing that with Mr. Rooney. So,
yeah, I think Arthur, I honest to God, I had not even thought of that last point there, but I am completely.
I mean, I even think about something as like silly as Mason Rudolph. He's saying stuff like, I'm going to completely surrender to Matt Canada's offense, and then the next time we see Mason Rudolph at minicamp, Somebody else is the offensive coordinator.
That didn't even sound
right.
Well,
I guess I'll completely surrender to Mike Sullivan's offense this year.
Right. Everybody is talking about, hey, you know, he's attractive. You know, Matt Kent is attractive.
Well, he's no Jimmy G, though, in terms of attractive.
It's attractive, though, you know? So, yeah, when I think of that, I'm like, man, they're not saying these things without already having some type of backing, some type of confirmation from upstairs. That's just, yeah, otherwise you're setting yourself up to be embarrassed. You're setting yourself up to look crazy.
And Tomlin's already had that happen to him once.
Exactly. He's not
trying
to do
that. With the Arian situation.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, and that was after they were still coming out of, like, boom times, by and large. Like, a younger Ben, pretty recent trip to the Super Bowl.
I'm not even familiar. What actually happened with that scenario? Because I was an outsider looking.
Right. They wanted Ben to change the way he played, and Arians didn't.
Right.
Wasn't going to make him, and he was going to take a ton more hits and be the dynamic out of the pocket guy. And they basically said, "Hit the road."
And that's how the whole Haley situation happened. Then the
right.
switch.
Yep.
Gotcha.
And that's the one time we have on record of the owner telling the coach, "This is the person you're going to hire.
Yeah,
you're going to bring in Todd Haley, whether you like it or not. He's the right coach for Ben." So.
But
I remember before that Denver game, I did it. We had Nance on the show. I had Nance on somehow.
Congratulations on all your success.
And he goes, you know, Bruce Arians, this guy, he deserves to be a head coach. I don't understand why he doesn't get more head coach interviews. He deserves that. And then,
is that your Nance voice I'm hearing?
I was just going to say, Arthur.
Did he change the cadence?
Yeah,
like, wait a minute.
The cadence. He started out trying to change the actual voice. His whole body sort of changed.
Hello, friends.
Yeah, he kind of got like this almost relaxed but stiff posture to him.
Pony gets
odd.
A Friday. He start acting
all right,
different on this show.
All
wow.
right, Tony. We're back in Kansas City. What a game we have. The Bills and Chiefs.
Yeah, Jim, it's unbelievable. I mean, you've got Josh Allen here. He's big, he's tall, and Patrick Mahomes likes ketchup. More on this with Tracy Wolfson. Hey, Trace.
Yeah. Yep.
I think they're going to run a pass play here as there is an empty setback there with nobody next to Mahomes.
Jim, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Andy Reid was the Eagles coach for a few years.
I can't stand y'all. Patrick
Mahomes,
Patrick Mahomes, I believe his bloodlines are good. He's Patrick Mahomes the second. His father played baseball. Is that right, Jim? Do I have that right?
Jim, you've got a computer next to you. Can you look up and see if Mike Tomlin's ever had a losing season for you? That was I still can't believe that happened.
Was he trying to be funny, do we think? Like, was he just intentionally trying to be funny? I'm waiting for the time when Nance, who is the most like professional, smooth, urbane broadcaster, just absolutely snaps in the middle of one of those Roma rants and goes, "Tony, would you shut the hell up?" Like, that's gonna happen someday, or at least I need it to.
Nah, Robo, that's definitely yes. Yeah. He's different. But good, though, but different.
To put a bow on this, I think it's interesting that, at least for Arthur, if in some strange situation, the 49ers, like the Colts, cut Peyton Manning, sometimes weird stuff like that happens.
Yep.
Yeah. If they had to cut Garoppolo because no one was going to take the $27 million salary, mm-hmm. it sounds like in that specific situation, you would be interested in him.
Yeah, like, because I would typically use him, like I already said, just a 1 year. I need you to be here, be competent, because I still don't want to be embarrassed out here. And I do feel like we have some pieces. But at the same time, if I don't like what I saw, I'm not committing to you. And I'm still going to move up and do whatever I need to do, come hell or high water, to get one of those quarterbacks that are coming out in next year's draft. That would definitely be my mindset. But I'm not trading for Jimmy G and taking on that contract. Not a chance.
5:47, time to get to Archie's and grab their 80-cent wings. And what else do they have at Archie's, Donnie?
The Paul Zeiss grilled cheese sandwich.
What's on the Paul Zeiss grilled cheese sandwich, Donnie?
Cheese.
Yep. Is there anything else on it?
No, I'm pretty sure it's just a grilled cheese sandwich.
Like tomato soup on the side, anything?
I'm sure they give you the choice of side, but I'm pretty sure it's just your basic grilled cheese sandwich.
Thank you.
If the Paul Zeiss grilled cheese sandwich was a GIF, what GIF would it be?
Ryan Reynolds doc GIF.
I haven't heard this in a while.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going. Ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the bus stop. Gotta catch my bus. I see my friends kicking in the front seat. Sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind
get ready, pony. Here we go. Come on, get ready.
You know, when the Steelers won the Super Bowl in 2008, this is the song they played after every win.
Mike Tomlin hyping the team up as Rebecca Black blasted over the speakers.
Yeah.
There are some lyrics in the early part of that that just make absolutely no sense.
Go with it,
seeing
Chris.
Seeing everything,
embrace
time
it.
Going by, like there's something in there that makes absolutely no sense.
Just...
Scott, like you said, embrace it, man.
Let it
like
soak
when,
in.
When yeah. in Empire State of Mind, they say concrete jungle where dreams are made of. That doesn't make any sense either.
Oh, go ahead. Just criticize Jay-Z, one of the greatest musicians of all time.
It's a Jay-Z song, right. So no one cares
just take
that
shots
it doesn't
at
make any
one
sense.
One of the GOATs. One more time.
Man, you better bring back our other Friday tradition if you brought this back.
What, drinking heavily?
Yes, but... There's another one in there.
All right, Uh-oh. Arthur.
Hey, Arthur, how are you? Forgot you were hanging out. Hey, buddy.
Give us the team Steelers fans should be rooting for from here on out to win the Super Bowl, in your opinion.
Oh, well, you know, in my most unbiased opinion, there's only one team that we should all be looking at, and that team happens to be, you know, just a couple hours up the road. Buffalo Bills, baby. And obviously the reason is they match up. They have the high-end talent on offense. They have the high-end talent at quarterback. They have an opportunistic but talented defense as well. They have a coach in place in Sean McDermott, but they also have coordinators who are getting head coaching interviews, which means they're high-end. Everything you want, ladies and gentlemen, everything that we've been complaining about is right there on the table for you. So, yes, I would say Buffalo.
I just want the winner of Kansas City, Buffalo, to win it all because that means I'm probably going to win some money.
All right, so take Ebenezer Scrooge, take your wallet out of it and just say, fan perspective, who would you root for?
There's part of me that wants to see Brady do it again just because of how insane it would be.
You are nasty. Why would you say such a thing like that, bro? What is wrong with you?
You are like a wet fart of a person.
Ew, like seriously.
What the hell kind of take is that?
I was going to say Burrow because I like watching Burrow, but then that's saying
that's even worse.
I know.
Oh, my God. Now you're Cleveland showing. You're Cleveland showing now.
I don't want to see the Rams win.
It's because you're a Browns fan. That's why you're saying this stuff.
I said the Buccaneers. I want to see Brady win eight because I think it would be incredible.
You want them to win eight because you know that hurts Steeler fans. And you were born in the Cleveland Clinic Hospital.
He's wearing an orange hat right now.
You probably got brown socks on right now, man. I know. Oh, my. Joe Burrow is your number
God,
two.
Oh, my God, he does.
Come on now.
But they do have orange in them.
Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.